Those two girls are up nice and early, and you can access your wage early anytime. Your money in your account in minutes. MyPayNow.com.au. T's and C's apply.
I'm ready to party!
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
We've just been in the kitchen talking with one of our news journos here who on the weekend did her first fitness, bikini, sport, modelling. Is it, it's not even, is it modelling?
It's like,
is
I think
the
there's different categories. It's like
bodybuilding comp.
Yeah. So the first level I think is bikini model.
Which doesn't need as much muscle.
Doesn't need as much definition. Like shred.
Shred.
And then the next one is sport.
Right.
Is
which
it?
Needs a bit more. And then it goes up to fitness.
Oh, sport or fitness. Right? Is sport or fitness the same?
I'm so fascinated. Like we both were. We were both
it's such
grilling,
discipline, though.
Grilling
she's
her
been...
for the info and what it's like.
And she's had a phenomenal physical transformation.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah. She was tiny to begin with, but she was saying like it's just her shape. In the last 6 months, that's when she started preparing for it. And she said her entire body shape has changed from all the strength.
But you think like 6 months, you think, oh, that's not that long. But it is every single meal, every single thing you put in your mouth for 6 months, which is an enormous commitment. There is no slipping. It's that you're constantly for 6 months, 24 hours a day, thinking about food in versus
food out and training
versus calories
and what,
out or
and
however you say
body
it,
group calories you're doing and all out. That kind of thing. Fascinating.
It's a huge
mental and physical commitment.
Yeah.
But she's got another comp this weekend.
Yeah, we're
maybe
considering
we're
going.
Considering going and watching, cheering her on.
I mean, can you get the kids minded?
Yeah, I could probably sort the kids out.
Depends what time it is.
Yeah, let's go and see her on the way out.
Yeah. I mean, maybe she doesn't want us there.
Maybe.
I'm sure we could Google it.
Yeah. And just rock
show up,
up
anyway.
Yeah.
Because you know when you but know also, people are coming to watch you, you get nervous.
Yeah.
So maybe it's best she doesn't know. And then after she's on, we send her a message and we say,
I
we're
don't know.
There.
She doesn't strike. I reckon she'd love it if we
really?
Yeah, knowing okay. that people were there. But she was also telling us how expensive it is to do those things. Like your bikini alone, because you've got to get a special bikini. It's not just rocking down to City Beach and buying
a
Lambo.
Shame. What a
it's
shame.
Like bejeweled. It's got to sit in the right place when you hit like hundreds of dollars for that bikini.
It's like pageantry,
yeah.
but sport make it sport. You know, that's what it is. And I don't say that flippantly because
yeah.
I've seen how much work, how much dedication, her physicality. Like she just looks remarkable. But it does have that pageantry vibe where the women, you have to have your hair. Like she's laughing so much because she's had to put hair extensions in,
like
had
wiglets.
To have the bejeweled nails
yeah.
at a certain length that elongate your arm. I didn't even know
no.
that. I didn't. I was like, can't you just rock
and
your natural nail?
And obviously like the clear stripper heels. To elongate the legs,
the tanning,
yep.
the
even the fact that when you go to bed, so you get your tan, and again, it's not just going to Ella Bache and having a spray.
Bugger.
It's a specific type of tan that's put on, and you can't wash it off. So you go to bed wearing the tan. In fact,
so it's the darkest of
yes.
dark.
Now,
you don't wash off the guide
well,
colour,
here's the
which
thing,
is
right?
what usually you
yeah.
would do.
So my babysitter, who I use, also did those competitions back in the day, and I was talking to her about it yesterday, and she said the tan is so disgusting. So because you can't wash your any part of your body before you go on stairs, it means people can't wash their hands after they go to the toilet. And she said a rookie error is after you come off stage, there's an entire spread of food, right?
Oh,
because people are so hungry. She was like,
stop.
You never touch the food because nobody has washed their hands for
days.
24 hours since their tan was on. I forgot to tell Erin that. I must tell her.
So
don't
you
eat
can't
the food.
Shower. You can't. Oh.
Yeah.
You know, she's already done a competition.
Yeah, but she's doing another one.
Doing another one.
Yeah.
So she probably already ate the food.
I've got to tell her to stop. I've got to stop her before she goes too far. Yeah. There you go. Anyway, there's none of that in today's show. So it's all a surprise for you.
We might do a bonus episode, though. I'm fascinated in subcultures. I remember at uni we did I can't remember what the subject was called, but we had to pick a subculture to study.
Subcultures and how they interest people.
No, I can't remember specifically, but you had to choose. It could be any sort of underground. Well, it's not even underground. It can be any subculture and really deep dive into it. And I had chosen, for no particular reason other than I knew there was a subculture there, the American cheerleading.
Oh, yeah.
Which is next level, quite similar to this pageantry stuff. Like it's, you know, there's a particular language, a particular, you know, particular leaders they turn to, particular, it's like when a community has its own sort of set of rules and, you know, it's really interesting. And I think this is very, very similar from what she's saying to us.
We actually had two American cheerleaders homestay with us.
Really?
Yeah, when I was living in... just remembered that. They're from Alaska. And remember one of the girls' names was Gussie. I just remembered.
Gussie?
And yeah, they stayed with us for like 3 or 4 days while they were in town. And I don't know why they were cheerleading in Bundaberg. I have no idea.
Yeah, well, the lower level competition.
That's a question I have now.
What's a witness protection?
No, they were young. And I remember we all thought it was hilarious when they would talk about the teams and they'd be like,
they were the promo girls for Bundaberg.
No, but they'd be like, we're rooting for you. And always be like, you're what? <There's> nobody says that here. We don't. And they're like, you know, we're cheering for you. We're rooting for you. And we all just thought it was as funny as when someone asked if you needed a rubber, you know, back in that kind of humorous.
Oh, that was
you mean like
grade seven
that
gags.
That was grade five, grade six gags.
Yeah, it was kind of the next level.
Right.
Mm. Yeah. And even to this day, I still prefer saying, you know, if you're going on a drive and you're like, well, what route are you going to take? Yeah. I still prefer route.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, why did Australians start saying route?
Well,
it's not at all Australian. It's route.
It is route.
I say route now too, but because I'm self-conscious.
I mean, it is spelled R-O-U-T-E. Yeah.
Hmm.
Route A. Posh.
Yeah.
Anyway, and there was that Netflix show earlier this year that we were all crazy over. What was it called? Nava... Was that, you know?
Oh, the cheer.
Or was it
cheer?
Just called cheer?
It was just called cheer.
That was it, yeah.
And then.
I know, then Jerry has been convicted,
the main, one of the main most beloved
who everyone thought
characters.
Was the most adorable, heartwarming
it's a reality show,
person,
so he's, yeah.
Has been convicted on child pedophilia cases, been soliciting photos from 11,
from 16
you know,
year olds or whatever.
No, younger kids.
You never know.
You never know.
Like, you remember Glee?
Yeah.
Remember the guy out of that?
Yes.
That whole show has a curse. That Glee show.
Yeah. Because he died.
So many of them have died.
In prison, he.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was his character name?
I don't know. I only ever watched like maybe half of season one or maybe season one back
Look,
in
I'll
the
be
day.
Honest. The entire show annoyed me.
Oh, it was a new genre, wasn't it?
No, but it came off, you know what it was? It came off the back of High School Musical when everyone was like, I wish school was like that where you just sang
and everyone danced
and everyone was choreographed. Mm. And then Glee came along and it was like, oh, wait, there's a club you can do that in?
The best character in it was the PE teacher, I forget what her name was. She was the great,
wonderful
great character.
Who played her?
Wonderful.
I forget what her name is, but she's been in so many things. I can see her face.
She always plays a similar character.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, but I can't remember what her name is. But yeah. All right.
Oh, here's the show. Those two
girls. Good morning.
Happy hump day.
It's Wednesday. We've got some news in the camel regard.
Camels of the world.
Spice up your life.
Every hump and every horse.
It's actually very rare camel news today.
Is it?
Yes. Now, believe
in hindsight, we probably should have chosen a different animal.
Look.
Well, that makes no sense, Jase, because it's hump day. Other animals?
And if you think there's not many camel stories, try finding humpback whale stories every week.
If I'm really honest, I never made the connection.
Yeah. What?
Are you kidding?
Why did you think we chose camels? Are you okay?
This all began 18 months ago when camels were getting Botox at beauty pageants
That's how this started in Saudi Arabia.
And now we're running really thin on camel news.
Yeah. Yeah, we're only going to bring it to you when we've got the good gear. And today, we've got the good gear. It's about a rare camel that's been spotted at a nature reserve in China. It's believed to be the first of its kind. Mm. Okay, now it's a Bactrian camel. That's the one with the two humps.
It is indeed.
And it's a wild albino camel.
How divine.
That's right. It's been spotted drinking at a... Not a water hole there in Africa.
Yeah,
oh, I guess
possibly.
You can have it everywhere.
You can have a water hole in China.
They're not exclusive.
True. I always think
just
of water.
Wherever there's water.
I watched a lot of Lion King.
You're always thinking of water.
You got a hole, you got a water. I did love that, Jim.
Anyway, yeah, it's been captured by an infrared camera at a nature reserve, drinking at the waterhole dam. And you can only see that it's an albino camel because at this time of year they start dropping their fur. So all its white skin has come through in all its glory. They're just drinking from a puddle. Wow, that downgraded really quickly from a waterhole to a puddle. And that's it.
You said it was really top quality camel news.
You know, with what we've been sifting through, all that's on the internet is how camel's milk is turning into cheese and how it's great for people with allergies and how they're killing them in the wild. That's it. So when we find a piece of information that's not that, we roll with it.
Have they tagged this albino?
No, they can't. I think it'll be easy to find.
What colour is its fur?
I don't know because I can only see its skin, but I'm assuming it's a brown.
It would be white.
I've given you all the facts I have.
It would be white or creamy coloured. Its fur wouldn't be brown.
Oh, yeah, sure.
No, but maybe fur doesn't always follow the colour of the skin.
No, think of our own fur.
Think of people who have red hair. Their skin's not red.
Yeah, but albinos, or is it albino?
I think albino
I think
in America.
It's used interchangeably.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you would assume that it's pale fur.
It would be pale fur.
Unfortunately, I'll have to wait until a photo comes out of it once its fur's regrown. So sit tight for that one,
okay,
everyone.
Can't wait.
6 months from now, we'll have an update.
Poll on Instagram. Should we continue doing camel news?
Sarah flies to China.
Lee's and Sarah.
To track down the albino camel.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
A lot of beautiful stories coming out of Melbourne today, but I'm going to kick off with one that came to my attention late yesterday afternoon.
Okay.
And it's about a lady named Carol and her car. Her car, Sexy Lexi, that was stolen from her more than three decades ago. Now, Carol is now 74. She was 46 when her bright pink 1973 Turana GTR XU1 for the car aficionados out there was nicked from her, okay. Right? It wasn't insured at the time, but Carol never gave up hope that she would be reunited with her pride and joy, okay?
Sexy Lexi.
It's turned up as part of a Victoria Police investigation into a rebirthing syndicate.
What's that?
I assume it's when people pass off stolen goods, right, and give it a new life.
Right.
I mean, I've watched a lot of CSI.
It sounds like some kind of cult. Sounds
thing.
Like something you know about a lot of.
A rebirthing.
Rebirthing.
Oh, God. Anyway, it was sold to an unsuspecting buyer in the early 2000s, and it's turned up, right? Now, Carol rocked up to court wearing pink every day to show her love for her car. And the fellow who stole it 30-odd years ago has been
charged.
He's had to pay back $500,000 to the person who bought it in good faith, right? Not knowing that it was stolen from Carol all those years ago. And now Carol was able to drive home in Sexy Lexi.
Wow.
And it's back in her hands.
And
hold on. I'm stuck at the $500,000.
It was actually $560,000.
Is that how much it's worth?
Tirana's. I mean, here's the thing.
So why is she driving it home? I'd cash
because
that
she
straight
loved
in.
It. Because she loved it. And
you're
back then,
telling me.
Yeah, but back then those cars were not worth that money. My Auntie Kay had a Tirana. I was so embarrassed getting into that car because it was so loud. It was a real hoons car back then in the 80s.
Yes, I know.
The door would fling
but
open when we went around the corner.
If you found out that your old car was worth $500,000, that you would drive it home for sentimental values, what a load of rubbish. I'd take it to the first dealer. That's, cash it in.
Wow.
$500,000.
That's the difference between you and Carol. Carol still has a heart. She has sentimentality.
It's a car. It's a lump of metal. Get the money and run. Take the money. Highest bidder.
I'm on car sales.
How much is it?
I'm trying to find that.
There is no car that would hold enough sentimental value for me to keep. It's metal. I'm sorry, all the blokes going to work right now.
Oh, look,
probably aren't very happy with me, but I'm just saying $500,000.
Yeah, I think that's over the top right here in Australia.
I mean, it's bright pink.
You can pick one up for 100,
how much?
120.
Even then, I'd get 90. Rid of it. Even then, I'd get rid of it. How much did she pay for it? Probably nothing. What? She's sitting on a gold mine.
Well, absolutely. She's obviously going to sell it again.
So who's the winner now? Carol's the winner. Carol, in her twilight years.
She's not a winner if she don't sell it.
Has got the Tirana.
Yep.
Oh, this ain't no
is
disco.
Is this her driving off into the sun?
Yeah, it ain't no country club either.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
What must be done? Beers.
Yes, that is right, guys. Melbourne has been open for 5 hours and 21 minutes as of right now. And, you know, even though we're not Melburnians, Sarah.
No.
And so many of our listeners may not be either. Mm-hmm. The fact of the matter is that every single Australian right now, since 11:59 p.m. last night, in fact, are so damn happy for all our Melbourne friends, because we have been watching aghast from a distance how the hell you guys have survived this. So this morning we want to do a little bit of a celebration for our Melbourne friends. And I want to kick it off with a story out of Metro Melbourne Kmart stores.
Okay.
It was announced yesterday that with the reopenings of pretty much everything, the retail, the hospitality sector in Victoria, people are dying to do stuff.
Of course.
Period, right? So my girlfriend in Melbourne, for example, she texted me furiously the other day going, I am booking brunches in a little cafe. I'm booking a pub dinner. I'm booking this. I'm booking that. They're just getting on with life.
Could you imagine? I mean, it's nearly 7 months of
and just the little pleasures we take for granted. Walking into a Kmart and having a little nosy around just for no particular reason. Mm-hmm. The pleasure of walking through the aisles. Now, Kmart have jumped on this. And because the capacity of the stores will still be heavily locked down in a sense, they're only allowing something like 20 people at a time in. It's quite limited.
So they've got a system, have they?
So they have a booking system. So now if you go on the Kmart website, you can book a 20-minute slot to simply walk around the store. You can't just rock up because everyone's going to be at capacity.
So you can't go in there and spend 2 hours in
there. That's right. It's 20 minutes. You get in, you get out, or you just have a little
poke around.
Well,
you've got to share the Kmart
love,
right?
You've got to share it around. And I love that. I love that. People are just saying, this is the best we can do, but it's going to be good enough for now because it's better than being locked down.
I can't even imagine what the first thing I would do after that length of time in lockdown would be. So let's open the phones.
Let's find out. Let's do that.
13:10:60.
Gym session.
Melbourne, what you doing today?
Okay, Jace is saying
just some exercise that's other than walking up and
other
down.
Other than cardio.
Yeah.
Yeah. And self-motivated cardio at that. Yeah. I think a lot of Melburnians, that's boring after a while, let alone 6 months. Here we go. The phones are lighting up. We want to know from you, Melbourne, what's the first thing you're going to be doing in the coming days now that you're out?
13:10:60.
And that's what must be done. Beers. Get on the beers.
Alex, what are you doing now that you're free?
I'm going to get my nails done. I'm sick and tired of looking at them.
Did you even get an appointment, though? Because I imagine everyone is just rushing for the phones.
They haven't They haven't been open yet. I tried yesterday, so I'm going to try from 9 o'clock this morning.
Oh, you're just going to have to line up at those doors, Alex. Sorry, I wouldn't be calling. In fact, I don't know why you're on the phone to us. I'd get there immediately and line up.
It's like lining up for a concert or something. Renee, what are you doing now that lockdown's over?
It's not me. It was actually my partner and sister last night. At 12 o'clock, they got up and went to Spotlight and also made a booking at 2 a.m. this morning to go to Kmart. So they've been up since 12.
So those stores have been open since midnight?
Yeah. So they did mega sales and reopened at 12 o'clock at night. So they were out shopping until I got up for work at 4:30.
Wow. You know what?
That's fun.
That's a way to celebrate.
Renata in the northern suburbs, what are you doing out of lockdown?
Okay, so this morning I am dropping the kids off at kinder and at school, and I am going to get a mani and pedi by myself.
We're so happy for you.
Okay, now are you making the same mistake as Alex, and Alex is just wanting to wait to call, or you're going to be in the line?
No. I'm prepared. My appointment is booked. Pretty much you can't get in unless you are booked, so good luck to Alex.
Wow, the solidarity.
It's every Renata. Man, every woman for themselves.
Renata's like, save yourself.
We need our hands and feet seen too.
Oh, how divine, Renata.
All right, well, let's round it out here with Meg in the western suburbs. Meg. Okay, today's the day for you. What are you doing to celebrate coming out of lockdown?
Well, I've already been to Spotlight, already been to Kmart, and just turned up to work.
Oh, Meg, wow. Okay, tell us about the vibe at Spotlight and Kmart.
What did you buy?
Spotlight was actually pretty quiet. There wasn't a lot of people. I expected there to be a whole lot more. There was more people at Kmart, different age groups, different couples and whatnot, buying things that they've just gone without for weeks.
I mean, Spotlight, don't get me wrong, I love me a Spotlight, but is that a store you would have frequented before lockdown, or are you just rocking up because you can?
Oh, no, Spotlight to me is like handbags for normal girls. Like, I'm a craft person 100%, so without Spotlight and Bunnings, it's been a tough few months.
Well, yeah. You're through the wilderness.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Happy birthday to Drake. Guys,
is that
Drake,
why this is funny right, to
what,
us?
What you need to know is Jace has just said we're scrapping what we were planning on talking about and you girls are just winging it. And
Which
we said, we don't want to wing it.
It's not a game of improv.
And he said, you do it all the time in our podcast.
This is a national radio show.
I think radio should be improv.
We are
That's where you get the funnest stuff.
Look, I did suggest this as a topic. Drake turned 34.
But then we said no to that topic. So
the thing is, people expect that Lise and I should have interesting lives because we work in radio and we don't, right? We've madly panicked thinking, what the hell did we do yesterday that was interesting to talk about? I drained the pool twice. That's boring.
That's good.
I thought I saw someone on the road this morning. It was sandbags piled up. Like, that's it. That's the extent of my personal story repertoire.
You could have extended on both of those.
We had dinner at 4:48 p.m. last night.
13:10:60. When did you have dinner at 4:48 p.m.?
We were in bed by 7:15.
Yeah.
13:10:60. When did you see sandbags on the road? I think it was
thing.
A body.
This is something I'm really proud of, actually. My parents are watching Schitt's Creek.
Like the spin-off of New Girl or whatever that...
What?
No, Schitt's Creek, that cult classic. Well, tell them the reason why they're watching Schitt's Creek and what's special about it and how you were going to start a campaign.
You guys have known that I've been in a Netflix streaming funk and just not been watching anything. And the other day I was scrolling and I thought, oh, finally, okay, maybe I'm going to start Schitt's Creek now. It has rave reviews. It's a cult classic, 6 seasons. Everyone says it's the funniest thing since sliced bread. So I thought, this is it. And of course, I'm hooked. I'm already through to season two.
The best thing since sliced bread. Sliced bread's not really funny.
Well, it's funny to me. It's funny how many calories are in it.
Oh, God. We've got a call off one of those phone topics, maybe, if you want to go there.
Well, take the caller while I explain Claire, to you what
talk
happened
to Claire.
Next.
We'll keep talking.
There?
Hello.
Hello, what do you want to talk
just
about?
Interrupt my story.
I saw sandbags and thought it was a dead dog once.
Perfect.
Thank you.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
I love a good online debate that accompanies a photo. Now, when I first saw this photo of towels, one was pink and one was mint, and I thought, great, this is going to be one of those colour things where the towels are actually black and gold and you've got to disagree on the colour.
Like the Billie Eilish sneakers, like the dress. Mm-hmm. I got you.
However, it is a debate about how to fold towels correctly. There's one where the towel is basically, I mean, it's very hard to describe the folding of towels in an audio medium, I've realised now as I've gone into the
you
break.
Can do it. Give it a burl.
Well, number one is just how your parents folded towels, okay? It's just half and half. Ends up like a great big square.
Kind of, yeah. It's pretty basic.
Number two is folded into thirds. And number three is rolled like they do in hotels.
Yes.
Okay?
Like the pool towels.
The sledging that has arisen by the way people fold their towels is epic. It is next level. People saying things like, I'm concerned for anyone who does a three.
Yeah.
If you say anything other than number one, you don't deserve rights.
Number one's a square, right?
Number one is the square, the old school square, all right? Mm. Number one is for teenagers, bachelors and husbands that haven't been trained.
True.
Number two is the correct answer. Number three, which again is the rolled towel. I'll do this for a few white towels to leave in a basket around the jacuzzi tub to make it feel like a spa. And when we were debating how we fold our own towels prior to the show starting and using a piece of paper, what we've realised is the old number one, the square option,
That's how we were raised.
Yep.
That's how our parents did it, because you and I, Sarah, both grew up in number one households.
That's right.
But now, as our own women at running our own households, we're both a number two.
Mm. It's the only way to fold a towel, though, number two. It's the thirds.
In thirds, it looks like a nice little burrito in your pantry.
You stack them up nicely in colour coordination.
Looks very Martha Stewart-esque. Why don't we put this up on our Instagram, at Lise and Sarah. We're going to grab a towel from somewhere around this office. We're going to show the ways of folding, and you guys can rate it or share with us there.
You say exciting content, but have you seen the way folding a fitted sheet goes off bonkers online?
Yeah.
People can't get enough of it.
Laundry content always goes off.
Like any kind of linen, I'm telling you, we're going to get at least 10 new followers from this, and I'm excited.
Someone's written, towel fold shaming wasn't even on my 2020 bingo card.
Welcome.
All right, guys, have a great day, especially everyone in Melbourne. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
How'd you feel?
I need new towels.
But I can't be
bothered getting them.
Well, you just go to TK Maxx, babe. You don't go anywhere else.
No, go to DFO. Go to DFO and go to Sheridan or
Sheridan Outlet.
Yeah, but do you reckon they're good value?
I think you get like two nice towels for like...
How much, Jays?
$20.
No way. Not
25
towels.
No.
That would still be $25 each, which in my opinion is still too much to spend.
I'm Googling.
I have a Sheridan outlet near my home.
Yeah. Got one too. Cryptic.
Is it Sheridan?
But TK, go and have a look. There are things you appreciate as you get older about the type of towels to buy. And I remember Mum saying to me, never buy a towel with a band along the edge, because over time
that warps
your towel.
It does.
And you only
appreciate I don't like a band around the bottom.
All right, what do we got here?
We got some Sheridan Patterson towels.
Actually, do you know where else had amazing towels?
Who?
Kmart.
Well, I was thinking that, but then I'm like, how do they wash?
Perfectly. I bought some beautiful black and white floral towels that are a real statement, if I'm honest.
Really?
They were either $9 or $12
a towel. Are they bath sheets?
Yes, they are freaking art.
I actually bought
some
bed sheets and a doona cover from Target the other day.
Mm. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. So comfortable.
Okay.
The thing is, there's so much competition out there that the quality had to be upped.
Yeah.
All right. Nobody could just get cheap shit for the, cheap stuff. Yeah.
I'm looking at Sheridan bath towels.
How much, Joe?
They range from $10 to $35.
Well, that's a big bloody difference.
That's $70 for two towels versus $20. That's a... That's just for, to wipe, to dry your bits. I mean, you know,
yeah,
you've got to make smart money
you,
choices.
When you have that around you.
I'm at the point in my life where I feel like taking all of my linen cupboard, and I don't keep excessive amounts because I can't. I hate that. But
just
taking it all, donating it.
To the RSPCA
and
start,
because
for blankets.
I do, and I keep a tidy linen pantry. But for the life of me, so help me God, when I need to make... A king or a queen or a bloody double bed, do you think I can find the right size? And even though in my head I've created categories, but then when I go to the cupboard, I forget the categories and I'm like, which is which?
Why do you have so many sized beds in your house?
Bath towel, $15.
Well, we have our king bed, or single, that's it.
No, our beds are... Our bed is a king.
Yes.
Then downstairs, I do believe in one room we have a queen.
It's hard when you don't remember how many different beds you've got in how
Remy,
many rooms.
I think I can't remember if Remy has a queen or a double. And that's where I come unstuck.
I can't remember what rooms
and
the
then
east
Max
wing
has
had.
A single. And then I think downstairs is either a queen or a double. And you see, I don't know. And now I don't know shit. And it drives me crazy. And then I spend my life doing cardio, making beds, undoing beds, because then I put the wrong sheet on.
And there's so many of them.
And then so, it's a waste of my time.
I tell you what, you know the difference between a king and a queen when you hop in one.
You know what? Sarah and I have a queen bed and we really want a king.
Oh,
because when we go to stay at hotels and stuff, they've got the king and we're like, there's so much room.
It's basically an extra 30 centimetres between beds, which in nighttime makes a lot of difference.
A lot of difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you think of our grandparents and all they had was double beds. Which is why they had so many children, because you just kept rolling into each other all night.
And getting pregnant.
And getting pregnant.
Getting pregnant.
Yeah.
How could you
sleep?
Right. Nah.
What?
I couldn't sleep in a double bed.
But only because you know you know
that's
otherwise.
Right. You have an option.
If you don't have a choice.
No, I'd get two single
otherwise,
beds.
That's why eventually people would get single beds.
I would. That's what I'd do.
Yeah.
Because I can't sleep when someone's in my space.
Me neither.
Like when they're on me. And Sarah likes to cuddle. Like, so when she goes to sleep, she likes to cuddle something.
Oh,
I like to cuddle a pillow, but only because the pillow's cool. I don't like heat on me.
Yeah.
And I don't like people in my space.
Yeah. Wills and I don't touch when we sleep. We often go to bed at different times, but we don't cuddle or what have you. I mean, a lot of it's because, you know, he's away for his work a lot. So we're so used to sleeping, you know.
Separate.
Yeah. Alone. But yeah,
you should get a big cuddle pillow.
No, I don't even need to cuddle anything. I need
actually,
no touching.
Yeah, I can see that you'd sleep on your back, straight up and down, like arms by your sides, legs
like
straight.
A vampire.
You just look up at the ceiling. That would be you sleeping.
In fact,
wouldn't it?
I don't even close my eyes when I sleep. I'm just awake, like one of those freaks.
You'd,
no, I'm a fetal
bed,
position.
Does anyone's
and then I wriggle out and the bed's already made.
Does anyone's shoulder joints and bones get sore when you're on fetal position?
No. How often are you in fetal position?
No.
What's wrong?
I get really.
Okay, mate, you need to put on some weight if that's an issue for you. No, full fetal.
Like it hurts. I have to uncreak myself and turn, and then I have to spend a bit of time on my back, and then I can go to the other side. But then it's true where it hurts.
Do you sleep on
it's
your stomach?
Age.
Do you need a mattress? Like, are you just sleeping on the springs? Do you need a mattress
no,
topper?
We have a topper.
How good is a mattress?
Are you on
topper?
One of those shucky mats or whatever they're called? They keep coming up in my Instagram feed. They look like a bed of nails. You know those?
No,
they're like mat masseur mat equivalents. Shakti
you just put it
mats.
On the ground.
You put it on the ground. You lie on it, and it's
why
supposed
would
to be
you
amazing.
Do that?
What?
Well, I
just
know,
go
same
camping.
Reason people wear
Are you still meditating?
Yeah.
Bullshit, you are.
I am, guys. I'm meditating in the day now. Like just before, like if I'm watching Schitt's Creek and then I go, right,
that's
I'm
going to
have a...
No,
then I go, right, I'm going to have a little nana-nap and I turn off the computer.
Okay, that's sleeping. That's
and
different.
Then, and then I take... I only do like 5 or sometimes 11-minute
seconds.
Ones. I don't go any longer than 11 minutes because then I fall asleep. But no, it's good. I feel calm.
Let's meditate after today's podcast.
Oh, stop. You say that every
time. No, but I'm serious.
It's a solitary pursuit.
Pursuit.
I can't fucking these piece of brace.
It's a solitary pursuit.
I'm about to change retainers and these ones are loose in my mouth.
You can't. You still got those for another week.
Do you have to how often do you change them?
Every 2 weeks.
But we've been told on the demo that you can change them faster than that,
yeah.
Which is what I would like to do. I
specifically asked and they said not yet. They'll be able to speed you up, but not in the first bit of the treatment. So we're going to do it right, Sarah. Otherwise, you're going to come out the other side and you'll look like a bloody piranha because you will have done it wrong.
I saw that movie.
Giant Piranha? No.
Just called Piranha when I was Piranha 12 3D. Years old at a family friend's house. And they didn't have the same television viewing rules that my family did, which was basically G until you're 21. Yeah. And they were watching Piranha. And my God, like to this day, I still cannot put my legs over a rubber floaty or I would never sit on a jetty with my legs just dangling down.
There was a movie, I think it was, he used to have darts or something and he used to shoot darts at people and it's from like the jungle, but then he comes into like the city. I can't remember. I'll tell you what knocked me around.
Was it Jumanji?
No, it wasn't Jumanji. It was, I think it was Rob Schneider.
Right.
And he was like a bush guy. Like he was like a jungle. It was like George the Jungle or something.
Okay.
And then he comes to the city.
Yeah.
And then like he still darts people and stuff. And
sounds like a Rob
was
Schneider.
Was it a comedy?
Movie.
Yeah, it was, but there's a piranha scene in it. I'm slightly not remembering properly now. Anyway, what
vicious
knocked,
creatures.
You know what knocked me around yesterday?
What?
I think it was in the podcast we were talking, and I said I'd watch This Is 40.
Yeah.
And then you guys were like, oh, yeah, like I think the last time I saw that was when we were 32, because it was 2012 that came out. Yeah. And so I was thinking yesterday, I was like, the last time you watched that movie is How Old I Am Now.
Yeah.
And I thought that movie came out like 2 years ago.
Yeah. So that's
and
how quickly
so
you're
going
to be 40.
I know.
Yeah.
So yesterday I started thinking on it hard and I was like, shit.
Yeah. Well, by that time we might have broadened out our 40 podcast to include men and you can
be
interviewed.
Our first guest.
Oh, thanks.
Guys, we do have a new interview of 40 coming out tomorrow morning. But there is obviously now a backlog of episodes that you can listen to with Ada Nicodemu, Sarah Wilson and Ali Datto. Just search
really,
the 40.
Really wonderful feedback.
Yeah, really lovely things.
Are you going to say who's tomorrow's is with? Or is it
no. Secret.
I don't know if you should make it a secret. I think you should just...
I think it's a secret.
Our podcast listeners are our friends.
Yeah, but I think what's good about this podcast is that it's not about who the guest is. It's because
about
some people might not know much about that person. Mm. They might know sort of vaguely who they are. They might not even know that. But it's giving everybody's story a chance and then being so pleasantly surprised. It's like unwrapping a present. Mm. You know, you don't think that you're going to be maybe interested in each and every guest, but then if you give it a listen, there's an intimacy there. That's what I love about it.
Yeah. Well, people are being very generous with opening up about things.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what we've really worked hard to do when we've put the whole list of people together is make sure there are diverse stories in there, not everybody. You know, we've had feedback being like, I thought this was just for people turning 40 who were married with children. And
no.
We were like, oh, my God, how dull.
Yes, dull would that be?
That's one story. That's our story
that's
and it's boring.
Story.
Yeah, we want excitement.
So it's much broader than that and we're very proud of it.
Also, on another podcast note, tomorrow's podcast, this podcast that you're listening to now, tomorrow's version of it, probably won't have us in it.
Oh, yeah. It's going to have, or if it does, it's
going
to be.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Yeah, because Jace has.
Minutiae.
Jace has important stuff to get to.
I just don't have time to kick it with you tomorrow.
No, that's all right. Yeah. But what I'm going to say, and I know you guys are thinking we're plugging all sorts of things, but if you can't get us tomorrow, I'm going to say download the Sugar Rush, because I reckon that our entertainment pop culture podcast, which only goes for like 9, 10, 11 minutes, that's it, I reckon that's pretty bloody loose. So if you guys like the looseness of this podcast, I'm going to say even if you don't give a rat about Zac Efron, I'm pretty sure you're going to like it, because we do it unedited for the most part.
Mm. Well, we don't have time because it's got to be out.
It's got to be out. We're on a massive deadline for that show. So if you like the nature of this podcast, I'm going to say give it a crack.
Yeah.
And tell us what you think. Actually, you know what? That'd be great. Give us your feedback. We like you guys. So
and only you lot.
Yeah, we wouldn't ask anyone else. We don't really want our boss's feedback, but we'll take your feedback and tell us what you think.
Yeah.
At the Sugar Rush _
really,
AU, or just search
our bosses
the Sugar Rush.
Should be taking on your feedback.
Well, the listeners are
the
everything.
Listeners feedback,
the listeners' feedback is the
who
most
we're
important.
Talking to.
But I'm genuinely curious to hear from people who aren't necessarily into entertainment news if they like this.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're our people, right?
You know what I watched yesterday? Jack Ball, our boss, told me to watch it. Mm-hmm. Private Parts, the Howard Stern movie.
To watch that.
I watched
actually.
It yesterday.
Yeah.
If you like radio,
but
and I'd
have
you
to
like
buy it. Don't
the back, the back, like because people only hear what comes out the speakers in radio, but there's so much politics and so much stuff that goes on behind the scenes, and that movie like sums it up really well.
Actually, can I give another viewing recommendation?
Sure,
highly rate it. It's on Netflix. It's a limited series that's just been released, and it's called The Queen's Gambit. Okay. Now, it's the story of an orphan who ultimately becomes a chess champion. That's not a spoiler alert. That's just what it is.
Okay.
The acting in it and the offshoots in the story are so, so good. So I'm not a chess person. I don't really understand. I only vaguely understand. So don't let the fact that it's got chess as the kind of sport in it derail it, because it is excellent. I absolutely devoured it.
Okay.
Really good.
Great.
Also season 3 of Bluey.
Imagine making a movie. Like, how do you make a TV show that you go, people are going to love this? They're going to, how, like, how do you frame it and how do you make it and then, like, have the idea? And
I mean, people say that to us about radio, Jace. They say,
I've never heard anyone say that about
girls,
you guys.
Girls, how do you know? How do you know what the people will love? And we say, we just feel it. We just feel it.
You know what?
In our waters.
My partner, Sarah, thought for a really long time until I started working with you guys again was that radio is all scripted.
What?
That like we
Who
have,
would think that?
She goes, oh, so do you script all the girls' stuff? Like, do you write it all out? Of course I do.
They don't
think for themselves.
You've kept that lie alive. Some people script things.
Some people do.
But, like, how crazy is that? Like, because the only radio I know has never been scripted. It's always been like, hey, here's the topic. Talk.
And not even look, it varies, doesn't it? There's a spectrum. Some people get handed the topics. We certainly don't, as you can tell by our content.
I mean, listen to Break 5.
We've got to come up with everything.
Listen to Break 5 in today's show. You've already heard it, probably.
Watch us flounder.
Where we actually had no idea what we were going to talk about in that break. And I thought it worked out
and
perfectly.
And the glee.
And the
glee
cooler.
On your
the problem
face.
Is that we never, there was no resolution on any topic.
No, you don't need one. That's
I mean,
a radio
maybe
myth.
That should be a new benchmark.
I think it should be a benchmark,
where it's just like people
too.
Think we have an interesting life. .. And Lee's will give some kind of ridiculous tiny thing
well,
that happened in her
the
day.
The benchmark will be we lock something in and then the last minute I say, no, we're not doing that anymore.
No.
What are we going to do?
Oh, I kind of love that.
And I do that like 30 seconds out from
it's
the break.
Like and then you put the clown music on.
It's like radio improv.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I think you guys do the best when you don't know what you're going to do.
We did the lamest team bonding thing last year. It was improv, and we let our bosses know, so it's not a secret. But, I mean, actually getting grown-ass adults to go to a community theatre and do improvisation as a way to bond.
Here's what I'm going to say.
I don't mind that.
It's terrible.
What employers need to know, people who plan these godforsaken days, is that I do not give my consent.
100%.
I don't want to bond. Like, I will, if I need to bond, it will happen naturally.
In fact, the next time we get a contract,
no one ever bonds.
I'm
going to
make sure
forced.
The lawyers put a line in it that says no team bonding.
This is why you won't get a contract. They're like, what? You don't want to
do
team bonding?
No, you know what?
Okay.
Like, when you are.
You should have
I mean,
to give
what's
consent.
The best way
Sarah?
To bond? You go and have lunch and you have a,
Have it a chat. Relax.
And you just relax. Yes. Nothing that's it. Forced.
Yeah,
not like, and now we go to, you know, Wet and Wild. Or
we
whatever,
go,
or
should we hit some golf balls? Like, what?
I love hitting golf balls.
Well, go do that of your own volition.
No, because I want to bond with
your
you guys
own
about
free
it, over it.
Will. Okay, so then we all decide, you know what? Who feels like it? Let's go okay. do this. Not forced.
Would you guys like to go go-karting?
No.
Really?
No.
Go-karting sounds like so much
I'll fun. Tell you why I don't want to go go-karting. I don't like leaving a 10-kilometre radius. Okay, I'm tired. We wake up at, I don't, if you get me to drive 70 minutes to get into another vehicle, it's a no from me.
How can you be so tired? I script everything for you.
No, we just
read off
what?
The page.
Okay, here's the thing. When, back in my 20s, right, when I had a really, like it was an, working in an office with lots of other people, 9 to 5. There wasn't really much variety. You know, sometimes they'd put some cabana out in the ante room. Exciting. But so when an opportunity came
that
up
sounds
for...
better than right. theatre sports.
So
I'll
when an opportunity
you.
Came up for some kind of team bonding, people would generally like that because it meant it, they got out of the office hellhole where you had to sign in and sign out with a Sharpie pen when you walked in the building, okay? Yeah,
got to punch those.
Punch in,
yeah,
punch
right? right?
Yeah, that's it.
So that's very different, I think, to where we're at now, which is even then it was kind of under duress, to being, you know, 39, 40-year-old women who have got better things to do.
But also, an office like ours bonds all the time. Like,
all
yeah,
the time.
It is
this
chat.
Is bonded.
People just chatting.
It's very
we're
personal.
Together for 5 hours a morning
talking
chatting,
about
talking
the
about
ins
our,
and outs
lives.
Of our lives.
Like, you don't bond quicker
also,
with colleagues than you do in radio.
I don't
radio.
Know how many times people need to understand that I'm just hungry. Like, just feed me.
And also,
take me somewhere nice.
Also, don't
wine and dine
like, do you reckon
me?
That this happens like nurses,
don't
right? Do you reckon that the head
stuff?
Nurse on the ward is like, okay, all the RNs, we've got a team bonding session during these. No,
and it's a high
it doesn't
ropes
happen.
Course.
It's a high ropes course. And you're like, you know what? We are bonding over bedpans and
we're bonding in the tea
medicine.
Room
yes.
over arrowroots and a
yes.
and a tepid cup of
so I feel like
Darjeeling.
It's only certain careers where team
people.
Bonding is
only
seen
certain,
as this kind of
certain people.
Carrot that's a value add to
it's
your
not,
work life. It's
I
100%
don't I do not,
not.
Consent. I do not consent to being dropped in the middle of nowhere. What about that bloody escape room we had to do? That's not fun. I was hungry.
It's not.
They
I would
still
rather
hadn't fed us at that
be
point.
On SAS Australia being dropped backwards out of a helicopter.
I would rather.
I 100% wouldn't last. I would be like Roxy and Chappelle, like just like, but guys, I'm tapping out. Sorry.
Can we do a little bit of improv right now?
Oh my
sure.
God.
I'll start a scene.
Sarah gets very angry during improv because she truly hates it. I don't think I hate it. Anywhere near as much as you.
No,
do,
that's
Sarah.
Because if we hark back, like I was first speaker in the debating
the
debating
team.
The
debating
team. Whereas you, Lise, you were the third speaker. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to start a scene and you've got to stay in character.
Oh,
I hate character
work.
Here we go.
Don't. Oh, I hate it already.
Okay, my character's going to be Lise.
Put him up. I'm robbing you.
I mean, who does
both of
this?
You. Stop talking.
I'm getting so angry.
You know what? Shoot me because that's going to be less painless.
Goodbye, cruel than, world.
Less
take
painful
everything.
Than going through the issue. I'd take my money, take my PE Nation red jumper that I bought at full price.
You idiot. Why did you do that?
Because I keep hoping that Pip Edwards will be like, I want to be on your 40 podcast.
I don't think you guys even were in character at all.
I think Pip Edwards is like, would that woman get my jumper off? She's
I
ruining my
Edwards
brand.
Pip is too cool for us. She is. She's too cool for us.
Please. Do you think Pip Edwards can rock adult braces the way we are? I don't think so.
I'm so dry. My mouth is so dry.
That's because your spit production has slowed down dramatically.
Yeah, but it's slowed down too much. Too much.
Okay, we got to go now.
It's like cotton mouth, Joe.
I feel like a baboon.
Over here. Cotton mouth Joe. I'm good.
I mean, didn't that go off at a school disco?
Where did you come from? Where did you go?
Where did you come from? Cotton mouth Joe. But you're being very slow when you sing that. Up the pace.
Tickety boo, off she goes home.
That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.
Those Two Girls are up nice and early, and you can access your wage early anytime. Your money in your account in minutes. MyPayNow.com.au. T's and C's apply.